Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my co-host.
Hello there, it's Jenna here.
We're going to figure out this intro. It's always so hard. Like, what do we say? What do we do?
It's a little awkward.
Yeah, but we have music now. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it might be a little less awkward. Anywho, welcome back. This is episode 9.
Can
you believe we've been commit? Like, there's not a lot of things that I commit to for 9 weeks, let me tell you.
I'm impressed that it's 9.
It's 9. Yeah, episode 9. Yeah. We are back off, or I don't know how you say this. We're not on the heels. We're off the heels. Do you say that? Anyway, Scandoval is in our past. And I have to say, I feel like I'm over, I'm good.
I'm good. I am
so good.
So good. Yeah. I feel... I was walking around today with my, I was listening to music and I was like, huh, this feels kind of different. And I was like, wait, I really like this. This feels like normal. Like it feels like the calm after a storm or something.
It, like you're not catching up on podcasts. You're not catching up on like whatever story somebody said or what gossip or any of that. You just can be like, oh yeah, this is what, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was even some stuff in the news this week, and I kind of even just skimmed over it.
I know. I think we definitely – like, I was listening to podcasts that I had never heard of before.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was, like, so wrapped up in the scandal of it all, and I just – like, the files.
Oh, yeah.
That girl, Jamie. I was listening to Lawless. I was listening to Shenanigans. Like, I was –
committed.
Listening to just any for anything, any extra information, and it just feels it is. I feel relieved.
Good. I feel relieved. I wasn't listening to that many things, probably because you were just telling me what they were afterwards. So I actually just listened back to Not Skinny, Not Fat.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The one with Andy Cohen.
Got it.
And I want more Andy content always. And he was talking on there about the Scandoval of it all and just how people still think how closely he is to bringing people on the show and how he hasn't been doing that since like 2014. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how like he wants Sandoval back, obviously, because he doesn't think just because of cheating that Sandoval shouldn't be on the show. And I was like, fair, you know, they've kind of.
Yeah, I think that's definitely I think you remember me saying before I was kind of like I could do without them. I think now that like time has kind of I don't know. Like I feel like okay, I could see what happens next. I want to know like is Sandoval just like is he really that terrible or is he like just leaning into being a villain at this point because he has no other option?
But I feel like he would love the attention, villain or not villain.
So that's what I mean. So like because if he leans into the villain, then he gets to like do I guess like continue what he's doing and the attention feels better, like he like it's on purpose or something. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I feel like he would love to he could like play any role to me and he would be thrilled as long as he feels like he's bringing his A game. And so because he's not the hero, he's bringing his A game or he's bringing his best performance to being the villain.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Did I miss it?
Not leaning in, bringing A game. Tomato, tomato.
Oh, I'm sorry. Usually we record this in like the morning-ish and it's now 7 p.m. and or all 7 p.m. for me. Yeah, I'm glad that it's kind of done and over with. I see that the sandwich shop is kind of like making headway. Those sandwiches look so good.
They really do.
I'm ready to get there. I'm ready to get there. I'm sorry. I'm messing around with my mic so much. I'm so afraid. I had such a traumatic experience last week with the sound. And I'm so afraid that that's going to happen again. Anywho. So I guess we should just move right along. Like moral of the story, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess like this, we don't have, I guess just like while we're wrapping up the Scandival, I did just want to comment on, what did you think of Paige's comment about Raquel beelining for Craig at Hannah Burner's wedding? Also, when I'm saying this out loud, like even when I was like writing that in the notes, I was like, there are some people that don't know any of these people. And I'm like, this feels inside baseball. Like, what? Who are these people?
Just saying all these random names, yeah. Like Nima and Hannah and Des Bishop. And
well, that's because Hannah's not even on any of the shows anymore.
Hannah is blowing up on the comedy scene, though.
Blowing up.
Yeah, that's who else I listened to today.
Do you ever see her at like the Comedy Cellar or anything?
She doesn't perform at the Comedy Cellar. She performs at the Stand, and it's weird because like each place has its own set of comedians. And some switch back and forth, but I think she just hasn't gotten into the Cellar yet. Dez performs at the Cellar.
So is that harder to get into, or are they this is interesting. How would you compare?
I'd say Comedy Cellar is like the pinnacle, you know, like that's where everybody wants to go. The Stand is really good. There's another one, the Comedy Store. Like the Comedy Store and the Stand are, I'd say, like the second tier. But Comedy Cellar is where like everyone big came out of, like, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, David Tell. I went in there, we were in there last Wednesday. To see a show, and we're just sitting there, and there's like a restaurant next to it that we just went to. Literally, I would never go to this restaurant because the food, actually, I'm not even going to comment on the food because you just wouldn't go there. It's like a divey bar, you know, it's not known for its food, but it's like where all the comics hang out. And we're just sitting there, and like Colin Quinn and Tim Norton, like they were behind me and they walked in, and I said to Meek, is that Colin Quinn? And he's like, that's that guy we saw. And I was like, yes, Colin Quinn is the guy we saw before. Yes.
When I was there.
Oh, yeah. When he was doing the COVID thing.
Yeah.
And we were dying. Yeah.
No, wait. No, because it was pre-COVID. It was with Michelle Wolf. It was Angelica was with us.
Was Colin Quinn there then? No, this was after COVID. I don't think Colin, maybe he, I don't think he was that night. Oh, yeah. I think Jim Norton was there the night we were there.
It was Colin Quinn.
Oh, okay. Then it was him too.
Anyway.
So anyway, they were there. What were we talking about? Oh, Hannah and bring it way back. Yeah. There's also shout out to when I wanted to ask our favorite podcasts. And shout out to if anyone has not listened to it and you enjoy Giggly Squad or female comedians, or you have like a dark sense of humor and you like to make fun of your friends and you like to like, you have to listen to My Therapist Ghosted Me.
You told me about this before.
It is like it will make you like spit out your drink because so funny. Yeah, my friend Saoirse got me into it. It's an Irish comedian, Joanne McNally, and Vogue Williams, who I'd say is like an Irish personality, like social media influencer. And it's just them like talking shit to each other, but they just have like the humor that it's so good. It's so funny. Anywho,
a new one to listen to.
That one, I know, like, I feel like busting ball mean comedy isn't always your thing, but I think you would like it.
Yeah, it's not always my thing. Thank you for acknowledging that.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. It's a different approach.
Yeah.
anyway, Hannah and Des Bishop's wedding. What was the question?
Oh my god, we love a late afternoon. Paige's comment about Raquel beelining for Craig. Like she said that she basically watched the whole thing go down. Huh. I guess just like initial reaction. Do we think it's exaggerated? Do you think this is a real thing? What are your thoughts?
You know, I do have thoughts because I'm thinking from like my perspective. I am so out of the game that I wouldn't even notice if somebody went to talk to my husband. Like if a woman went to speak to him, I'd be like
it just wouldn't register.
It wouldn't register. Me and my friend made a bet. Our husbands were going, they worked together and they went out of work. And we're like, we'll bet you $50 that they were going to Italy for work. Uh-huh. In Milan. FYI, like fashion capital of the world. And we're like, we pay you $50 that you can't get a phone number. And they have to be over 25 and they have to be Italian. And Of course they didn't get numbers. Are you kidding me?
They should have done it for the $50 at least.
I mean, I'm honestly shocked that Meek didn't, because, you know, he would do anything for $1.
That's money, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I just, like, I would never clock those things. But yeah, let me put myself in, like, 30-year-old Amy's.
Or a year into dating. A year into dating.
Hannah got
married. I think they were only together, what, like, eight months?
I would choke a bitch, to be honest. Okay. And I would be clocking that. Always. I would always be clocking that. Yes, I would.
You'd be looking like those people out on 95.
But the thing is, like, I wouldn't be watching. Like, oh, Raquel's walking to the thing. I would be walking right there next to her, kissing my boyfriend on the cheek.
Yeah.
How about you? You wouldn't be. I know you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Even a year into dating, you wouldn't? No, you wouldn't. What am I kidding?
No.
Somebody would be chasing you down to the bar.
I have, you know, obviously some toxic traits, but jealousy is just not one of them.
Okay. Oh, it's not one of them. It's because you do the job of doing that to other people.
No, I've grown. I'm an adult.
We're taking time to reflect.
But speaking of messy, should we get into this below deck situation?
I feel like there's so many. Okay. Can I tell one funny story?
Yeah.
So my friend in Philly, I don't actually know if this is funny for other folks, but so my friend in Philly, it's her 40th birthday this weekend. It's actually a surprise. This will air before then, but I don't think she's listening. I just assume it's always just like us talking.
Well, I guess we'll find out this weekend.
Anywho, I had her and her husband met in high school, and I have this note in my memory boxes of him asking me if he should ask her to the prom. And I wanted to, like, get that, put it in a frame, and give it to her for her 40th birthday. I mean, weird, whatever. It's not like their anniversary, but I thought it would be cool to have as, like, a memory. So in the midst of this, I'm going through this bag of notes from high school. What losers we were. And, like, imagine kids nowadays waiting for a note. Like, that was our text messaging. Like, you would, like, go...
Did you fold them in that little weird?
Oh my God, way? The box. Yes, in the little, like, in the little box.
Triangle, and you had
yes.
to flip it in.
Well, I just tried to get one of those, and I'm like, I'm not even going to unwrap this because I'm not going to know how to fold it back, and it's going to be a whole thing. But, like, passing, it was like, did you hook up with Bill? Did Bill hook up with Jill? And, like, do they know that you hooked up with him? And, like, wear a fleece and jeans and Nike or Reebok classics on Friday, okay? And your hair in a ponytail. I'm
like, those were the days, though, you know? I saw this meme the other day, and it said something like, I can't believe there's college girls out here using retinol cream, working out, and what was the other thing? It was like making green smoothies. And I was like, could you imagine? Like, I feel like I barely drank water in high or in college. A retinol cream in college? What?
A green smoothie? Like, those were my days to, like, eat off the 99-cent menu at Wendy's. Like, we would go every single day for $3. I just, like, the note thing. I was like, oh, this is so cute. And it was like, or call me or page me later. Like, kids nowadays will never know what it's like to have a landline, to not be able to get in touch with your friends. It's just, it's wild, wild, wild. Anyway, that was my funny story.
I like it. Okay, let's get into below deck real quick. We're not even let's take our time.
You don't want more of this? It's not.
No, okay. I don't. I mean, I do, but maybe off the air.
Oh yeah, sure, okay.
I just have a lot of feelings about this whole Gary and – okay, I think I almost have more feelings about the Gary and Mad situation, but I'll get there. I want to start with Daisy and Colin and, I guess, the Gary of it. I feel like – is there chemistry there? I don't know that there is.
Between who?
Daisy and Colin.
What?
Are we forcing this? Or do you think there's chemistry?
I don't know. Okay, wait. Now that you're saying it, because there's obvious chemistry between Daisy and Gary, but I think Gary, like I said last week, I think Gary can have chemistry with anyone because he's a flirt. Mm-hmm. I think I love the Daisy and Colin thing because we've never – Colin's acting not the way that I thought he would act. Like, he's liking Daisy. He's into her. Like, I thought he would kind of be, like, kind of, like, hard to get and – to me, he seems like super sweet and endearing. And I kind of like that. Not yeah, for me, I but also, for someone else.
I also wonder, could some of the stuff with Colin, like, could he just be like a serial monogamous, like, you know, like, not that he doesn't like Daisy. I think that there probably is a little something there, but, and we're only watching it on TV, but I feel like, I don't know if there's chemistry. Like, I want it to work because I love Colin and I do actually really like Daisy, but it just, I don't know if it's, I don't know. I just, I can't imagine them having sex.
Really?
Yeah, that feels a little strange to me. Like a makeout, yeah, but like full on, like getting down. I just don't know if I see it.
Do you mean you don't see Colin in that
way? No, I believe me, I see Colin. Just those two together feels it feels too platonic.
Interesting. I feel like I completely disagree.
Oh, good.
I love seeing this side of Daisy where she's it's like
hang on brand.
Yeah, and that actually reminds me of something. I was listening back to our I was editing the podcast last week, and I was listening to you talking about Amy Schumer and Chelsea Handler and Stassi. And I was like, wait. I don't agree with this. I was just trying to say agree with her because we were running over time and I was looking at the time. And you hear me go, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. So for the record, I do not agree with your opinion of Stassi Schroeder.
Oh, I know
claiming,
that. Yeah, I've
heard claiming the basic that. Bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to put that right. What are we talking about?
Oh my goodness. We are only doing mornings moving forward. Daisy, Colin, can you see them banging it out?
Huh. I really hope so. I want them to. I only had one cup of caffeine today for the record. I don't even know if I want to move on because I really like there's something about them. Oh, that's what I was saying.
Do you want to work through this?
I do. I feel like I didn't say everything. I feel like I haven't seen this softness in Daisy. In the other seasons, she's like playing it hard to get. She's not had a guy. She wasn't serious about anyone. And kind of seeing her softness in this with Colin, I've really liked seeing. She definitely didn't play this with Gary. To me, you know, her it coming out of the bag that she had sex with Gary was like a big deal. She wanted to keep that private. She seems private, but also like kind of like she puts a front up. So I feel like I see Colin breaking this front on her, and that's what's making me root for them.
Okay. You know what else I was thinking?
What?
Even when this is like not really about their chemistry, but I was just thinking like, you know how after you hook up with someone, it gets like if you do something like wrong or like you drop a glass, it feels more mortifying.
Oh my God.
I was thinking that when like, cause it was like when she, after she hooked up on the most recent episode, there was like some mess ups and I was like, oh, like I would almost not want to hook up with someone on board. Although I know I would, but someone on board because of that. Like, I don't want that like extra like pressure or like feeling, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
It's like embarrassed. You're embarrassed. Yeah, like it was when I know exactly. I know exactly when it was. What was it? Was when Mads was walking down the step and her and Gary weren't talking, and she dropped the glass, and it shattered.
I was actually talking about Daisy.
Oh, did she break something?
She didn't break something, but like think like the guests complained about something, and then like I think they had to pour their own wine, and it was like,
oh yeah,
and I was like, oh, I would feel so like. Hot, like hot, if hot, not in a good way,
like warm,
in a really bad way. If like Colin was standing around
and getting in trouble,
yeah,
that's interesting.
That would make me so uncomfortable. Like, it's I feel also- like even when we were at that bar in Philly, after I started hooking up with you know who, I felt like a little bit more like pressure. Like, I was like, okay, I cannot mess anything up. Like, I don't want to embarrass myself. God forbid.
God forbid. I wonder if I care that much about. No. Okay. So thinking of an embarrassing story, this really has nothing to do with anything.
Okay. But let's see. We're staying on topic.
Right. Okay. So do I feel embarrassed? I'm trying to think of situations because, I mean, I was like the queen of dropping things and falling. And I'm sure with the person I hooked up with in work or people, I did all of those things. And at some point I must have cared.
Yeah.
I hear you, though, like that, like that, like, ugh,
yeah,
it takes a lot.
It a little weirder.
Yeah. But I felt embarrassed when Mads dropped the glass and she had to ask Gary to pick it up. And she's like, this is like, she seemed like over it, but it's more like, of course now, like if it was yesterday and we were speaking to each other, it wouldn't be that weird.
I know. I do know what scene you're talking about. The only thing with the Mads of it. Oh, also like, I'm like cringing thinking about it. When he, okay, so you know how they're, like, not really, she, like, gets mad at him the night before because he, like, called her pathetic or something. And, like,
I wish I broke up with every guy that ever called me pathetic. That would have been so smart of me.
What'd you say? Yeah, I kind of was like, you found her out. Like, even if it was, like, the smallest thing, I'm like, if someone else said her this, said that to her, I don't know if she'd be, like, this upset. But she was like, okay, this is my opportunity. Like, this is my way out of this. And then, like, 2 days later or like a day later, Gary comes back around and is like, do you love me again? And like starts hugging her and like the forceful kissing. I was cringing. I was like, oh no, she can't escape it. Like, and she says it in her confessional. It's like, I really put my eggs in the wrong basket. And yeah, but I'm it's, like, you sure did.
But it's funny because she's been saying that since the beginning, but Gary has that stupid charisma and just the perfect amount of douchiness that would keep us all coming back for more. And like, or maybe I should speak for myself, but the attention that he gives, like, that would be like enough for me to be like, okay.
I'm not feeling that she's into it at all. I feel she's doing it because
convenience.
She feels awkward about it, and like there is a little bit of a power dynamic there, and I think she just doesn't know really how to get out of it, and is kind of like probably like at the end of the night laying in bed like, all right, what is it, 6 more weeks, 5 more weeks, 4 more weeks, like won't see him again, like just trying, kind of counting the days, like I gotta
get projecting here. Are you projecting?
No.
Counting the days, gotta get out of here. How many weeks?
No, are you talking about my current relationship or
no?
No,
no.
I
was
like, oh my gosh, no.
No, I think that she, I feel like she's gonna, to me, I feel like Gary's never had a challenge. And the seasons we've seen Gary has gotten the girl, he's hurt the girl, he's gone with the other girl that he gave attention to. And I think this season we're gonna see him kind of like feel salty. And I hope Alex actually, like, I hope Mads actually does hook up with Alex in front of Gary, because maybe Gary deserves a little taste of his own medicine.
Do you think Alex would do that? He seems like he's kind of trying to, like,
he's saying like everything on the side. You don't think? I feel like he's, whenever they're alone,
I think he would love to, but I think there's also like this other part of him that's like, I just don't want to do the drama part of it with Gary.
Well, I mean, also at this point, Mads is kind of the problem. Like, she's kind of the drama now.
Yeah.
You disagree?
I think I was projecting a little. back there. I think when I was watching the scene, I remember obviously not feeling like that the whole time, but towards the end, actually not with the guy from the bar, from the guy from Marin for out here.
Oh.
That's like when he would like kiss me, I kind of wanted to like crawl in my skin a little bit. And when I watched Gary go up to Mads, that like after they like made up or whatever, that was like that reminded me of that. And I was like, no, I'm so sorry. You were almost out.
And that's the almost out thing, I think, is what you're feeling, like the, oh, almost out.
Yep.
But then you get sucked back in. Yeah. And then suck back in, and I'm almost out. I don't know. I'm really bummed out. Like, Lucy to me is such a hot piece of ass. Like, why is she not getting any play?
I'm so, so happy you said that, because not only is she hot, but she seems very cool.
Like, the coolest out of all of them who have zero personalities. Like, yes. No offense to Mads, but she's not fun.
Yeah, Lucy is great. I love her. She's my favorite one. How about her and Colin? How about we champion that relationship? At least that situationship.
That's interesting. The other thing I wanted to say was, I have two things to say. What's his name? Yeah. Chase? Chance?
Chase.
Chase. Okay. So like Chase is very problematic with all of his sexual innuendos. I was saying that. I was like, this is so inappropriate. This is so inappropriate. And then I took a step back and I thought, if I wasn't able to sexually harass my fellow coworkers at the bar we restaurant, like the, at the restaurant we worked at, how would I have gotten by in the day? Like if somebody wasn't like smacking your ass when you walk by the ice machine or like, can't wait to get drinks and mate, like the things that we would say to each other, I'm trying to like be of that mindset, but yeah. You're also watching it as a viewer being like, this is sexual harassment.
You know what's funny about, well, I don't know if it's funny, but so he was, him and Mads were on Watch What Happens Live. And did you see that?
No.
Chase played it so safe. Mads clearly not down for Gary. You should watch it. But okay. Chase, I mean, it wasn't like anything that juicy, but Chase played, I don't know, he must have like definitely obviously got some heat online, but he played it so PC and safe on Watch What Happens Live. Andy would ask him, you know, like the shady Watch What Happens Live questions. And Chase had like a very, I was like, wow, he seems like he's a politician the way he was answering.
He must have got shade. He must have got some heat because it was uncomfortable. But like I said, like, I mean, if we didn't physically touch each other in a day, like how else would we have gotten the affection?
And yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to remember if I ever sexually harassed someone, but
oh my God, are you kidding?
I mean, like
things we would say to each other. I mean, there's five people's names in my head that come to mind when like I think of the things that we used to do or say to each other, or like if you were wearing a low cut shirt or short shorts, like you were going to get a comment from the, you know,
yeah,
peanut gallery.
Yeah. And which, if I'm being completely honest, I don't know that I hated it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, it was the only affection I got in the days sometimes. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, you think my ass looks good in these? Oh, my God. Oh, you smacked it? That's totally fine. Do the other cheek. Make it even.
When I moved to San Francisco, it's like so politically correct here. I was like, can someone fucking holler at me? Like one person. I don't care. Cat call me. Just one.
I just need a little bit of cat calling and everything will be fine.
I was feeling like a potato, too. I was just like, I need someone to liven me up. Make me feel something.
Anything. How do you feel about these? I'm kind of okay. Since this is the only show that I'm actually watching on Bravo right now, how come they keep airing two at a time? I'm like, you don't have any previews out here for me for Summer House or Winter House or Southern Charm. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Just this? Like, there's not a lot happening.
Wait. Okay. I'm so happy you said that because, okay, a couple things here. Isn't that crazy that this is the only thing we're watching on Bravo right now? So let's start there.
Uh-huh.
The other thing, yesterday when I was watching it and I wanted to get up and do something. So I hit like the remote to see how much time was left on it. And it said like 27 minutes. And I was like, what? And I was like, man, I said to Kyle, I'm sitting on the couch with Kyle. I'm like, wow, this feels like a movie. Like this is so long. And now I realize it was two episodes.
You didn't realize so right now?
Yeah, I was just like, man, this is a lot going on. Because I don't remember like it like ending and restarting, like with the, you know, like the opening credits.
Because it just
kept going. I must have missed it. Maybe I got up to go to the bathroom or something.
I wonder. Hopefully something's coming in the Monday slot. But
I Googled looked up when Southern Charm would be back yesterday and they're saying not till fall.
What the hell?
I know.
What about Winter House? That's another one.
That should be coming soon.
Okay.
How do you feel about Winter House? Let's chat about it.
I liked the first season. Last season was like meh. And I love the idea though of bringing, like, I love the idea of bringing like Southern Charmed, or Vanderpump. Like, I like the idea of mixing the group up. Somebody said Brian Benny from Family Karma would be in there. I know that would help you get your Family Karma fill.
Yeah, apparently.
Where's Family Karma?
I heard. I think I don't know where I heard, but I heard that he might go to Summer House.
That would be interesting.
They need guys. He's young. That's single.
And you know when we were talking about ideas for what to do, like getting these guys that we already are kind of invested in. What you had it? What?
Sorry. Go on, keep going.
I mean, I have an idea. What's your idea?
I don't know if it would really work, but if there were some of the people that like kind of got, I think I just like love Below Deck so much. If there were a few people there that could do the summer house, like Courtney and Z, who I just adore. Like Courtney, Z.
Oh, I love Courtney.
I love her. She's so fun.
She is.
Put them in a summer house. Like, she's wild. She's a good time. I think it would be light drama, but not like this explosive stuff.
But see, yeah, I think that's because they did bring to Winter House two of the Below Deck chicks. Malia and Katie are going to be in Winter House. Because
Katie was with Schwartz.
Yeah, I was just going to say there was a rumor that Schwartz and Katie from Below Deck hooked up, which, I mean, she's a smoke show. I can't believe she would want to, you know, have anything to do with him. I guess we have to admit that, you know, he's fine. He's fine. I know how I've told you to get into your Love Island journey. How has that been working out?
It's a little tough, but I feel like how aliens must feel watching humans. Like, that would be the best analogy. I was like, what is happening? I was having like an out of body experience. I was just like, whoa.
Okay, what parts of it made
you like, okay, so they like go and then they like have to like choose these people and then they can like trade them in. And I was just like, yeah, this is not good for anyone's self esteem. And then the accents, I had to put the subtitles on.
Oh, yeah, you have. I should have told you that.
These are some thick accents. At one point, there were like three guys talking at once. And I was like, whoa, what?
And also, the slang is so different. You have to get on to slang. I've been into, I don't know what to call these, but I've been watching British TV for years because there used to be the show called Geordie Shore. Another one that if you have never watched the show, it was on MTV, but it took place in Newcastle, England. And I lived in Costa Rica for a year. It was on the MTV channels there. And so it was the only thing that I could watch because, you know, there weren't a lot of shows in English. So I would watch it and it was like Jersey Shore, but in England. And instead of going to the beach, they would just like hang out in Newcastle and then go to the clubs. And the thing that blows my mind, which I don't know if girls in the States do this, maybe the younger girls do, but like the makeup, the hair, I mean, I guess the younger girls do, the makeup, the hair, the heels, it's like a whole other thing. But some of the slang you got, I picked up on there. Like they call girls birds. I mean, there's so many more, but I get this slang.
I feel like actually, not to bring it back to Below Deck again, but Below Deck.
You want to put a Below Deck person into Love Island?
Below Deck has taught me a lot of like, slang and accents.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm so cultured just from my couch watching Below Deck.
The thing about Love Island, I mean, I'm a fan. I've watched every season. I'm watching now. It like hooks you. Just wait. Okay. So you know how you said they exchange people and then they bring a bombshell in. So if you're already in a couple, they're bringing in another person that's hotter than your girl or guy that you're with to threaten everything and like mess things up. Wait until you get to Casa Amor if you haven't gotten there yet. So what happens is midway through the season, they trick the girls into a girls' day out. And really what they do is they go and put the girls in another house and the guys stay in the house. And then they bring six new bombshells in, six new girls, six new guys into the separate houses. And then after a week, you go back into the original house and you have to decide if you want to be with the guy you were with for 4 weeks or find chemistry with the new guy. And then the people that aren't there, they're just stuck there looking like assholes because Joe Schmo brought back the new chick. It's so good.
It's funny to think that like someone sat down and was like, you know what? I have an idea. luscious play some like chess with these humans.
I mean, and the it really like, is.
Yeah, I love this.
And don't get it twisted. The people that go on this, okay, so they can't have their phone during this whole time. But the people that go on this, when they come out and they turn their phones off, a lot of times they'll do a show called After Sun, Love Island After Sun. They finish with the show, they do like a behind the scenes and they all get their phones back and they go from having like 1,000 followers to like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers. Most of these people then sign all of these brand deals and become millionaires with like clothing, Pretty Little Thing contracts. You know, they get into their own skincare. They're a sponsor for a cause that they feel near and dear to. Like, it is crazy how they blow up, especially in the UK. Like, they're their own like social influencers once they're out.
I sometimes wonder, you know, why did I choose such a hard life? You know, I could have just been out here influencing, making millions and millions of dollars.
I was thinking about that today when I was
I don't know how to, I don't have it in me to like shamelessly promote enough.
I mean, I feel like we know this, like we can't even get our social media together. Like, I don't think I want to be an influencer because that stuff is it's like no joke. That life, you're like hustling all the time.
Dare we tell the story of how I got a black background?
Oh my God.
DM us if you want the details on this story.
Okay, no, you have to tell this story. So we have been posting on social media and Jenna is 3 hours behind me. So like I would wake up in the morning and there would be these posts and our colors are, we have certain colors we want to stay. We want to be cohesive. And Jenna would always post with these like black backgrounds and bright pink with like, I'm psychotic. I worked in events. I want everything to be on brand, on theme. I try at least. And I'm like being a kind of a pain in the ass. I'm like, Jen, what's up with this? You should tell the rest of the story.
Okay. So then Amy texts me and says, I was at the dog park cracking up when this was happening. And is like the color background. And I was like, yeah, like, I don't know how to get a different black background. And I think she said, well, how are you getting the black background? I don't know if that detail is right. But I was like, I basically was like, I'm going to my notes app, leaving it blank, taking a screenshot, editing it, saving that photo of just a black screen, and then uploading it as I would a photo into my Instagram story and adding text. She was like, no, hit create and pick the background color. I was like, oh.
Okay. And this is after the fact that I had to show you how to share a story because you were taking a picture of it like someone's grandmother. You're like, how do I share a story again? What do I do? For the record, Jenna is 6 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we need help.
That story I've told quite a few people about that story and they all think it's hilarious.
I just assumed you would be better at this because of our age difference. I'm like, don't you like, isn't that? Yeah.
I think part of it is like my job is so like I'm never on a computer, really. My job is so like more manual labor. So it's
but
like,
Jen, you're on your phone. I mean, no offense. I don't think my computer has anything to do with this.
Maybe. Well, no, like I don't when I'm on Instagram, even it's like just Instagram. I'm just looking. And posting photos. I don't do anything else. I didn't even know
scroll?
How to get to the reels until like maybe 3 months ago. I saw Kyle on his reels and I was like, how are you getting to that, just that? And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't know how you're getting serious? To the videos. And so then he showed me.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, but we are very off topic. Enough about me. Let's get back to Bravo.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said, how do you get to the reels? So when you go on, you just scroll up and you're just like, hope for the best. Don't you have to the end?
Like I don't really use the For You page at all. It would just be like, I would look at what the people I'm following post and look at the stories and then I would hop off. I mean, but Kyle would always send me videos and I was like, wow, these are so funny. Like, where are you getting these?
Okay.
I'm in the know.
Okay, good. All right. Well, to that point, we're looking for social media help. No. Okay, question for you. What did you think of, we didn't talk about this, Kourtney Kardashian is having a baby. Oh, no, do we?
I am so happy for her. I know mm-hmm. that it's been a journey. I know that she's not the most beloved Kardashian.
Really?
And yeah, I'm just really stoked. I wish you would have waited a few more days because I could have been there. You know what, though? What was so confusing to me was like some of the response was like, this is like even Page Six put out something and we're like, and said something like, she, you know, fan, like fans are dragging Kourtney for like, of course, like this isn't the first time Travis found out. Like, what do you, yeah, of course not. They've been on this journey for so long. You think that she was just like, she was going to just show up with a sign in front of that many people and let him know?
And be a day pregnant. And then like, she's also in her 40s. You can't be announcing something if you're not like, she can't announce it if she's not really, really sure in that public of a setting.
Yeah. I was kind of just like, okay, for anyone who's thinking that, I'm going to ask you to start using a little critical thinking.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This is, what did you call yourself last week? A Kardashian apologist?
Yeah.
Yep. And as you always will.
Yeah, I just, but yeah, I'm really stoked for them. I hope I see her tomorrow. My friend was at the show last night.
You see her tomorrow.
I do. My friend
was at the
at the Blink-182 show.
Oh, I didn't know that was tomorrow. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just gonna head over to Calabasas, hit up the health nut. She's there. That was inside baseball. But my friend was at the show last night, or a friend of a friend, I should say, and saw Kourtney, I think, Atiana, Alabama, and maybe Landon at the show last night, and said she saw a film crew. And so I'm wondering if they're filming, and they must have listened to our podcast.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. With about the Kardashians, because I said we should get a film crew at these shows because I think people would like to see the behind the scenes of this.
Yeah.
We're going to have Travis at least like show us more than like making out.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. How do you feel about Kourtney's pregnancy?
No, I think it's awesome. I think, you know, I don't know what it's like to have I don't know what it's like to want a child. So for me, like for that happening for them, that's awesome. I also think like, I feel like it's like, you see her with Scott, and although she was in love with Scott, I feel like this must be a different journey for her, so much that they like really, really wanted it. You know, she's 44. That's, I have friends that got pregnant just a year or so ago, and they said how hard it was, like the older you get. And, you know, it just to me is like, yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, love. I kind of didn't think it was going to happen for her because of like her age.
See, and I thought said, like,
they say if you're 35 years old, it's considered geriatric. A geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a strong word.
It sure is. And when I went to the gynecologist at 34, I'll never forget. She's like, you want to have kids? I was like, I don't know yet. And she's like, you don't know yet. You better figure it out. And I was like, damn. God, 34. Like, ugh. Yeah, geriatric pregnancy. Me and my friend were just talking about it. She said she thinks they upped the age to like 36 or 37, but regardless.
Years.
No, I know. It's insane. But I have questions for you. Have you watched The Idol on HBO?
No, I like, okay. So I didn't watch any of Euphoria because just whatever, because it's like, it was a little triggering.
Yeah.
Someone did tell me that it might get, I might be able to watch it past the first season, but that's
really yeah. No, I'd say the second season would be
okay. I might be ready.
It's so good, but
you know,
I hear
don't
you.
Don't like to watch dark shows, which is.
I would say that I usually don't either, but it's like watching Zendaya. You cannot turn your head away from her acting abilities. In my opinion, like she kills so hard the role that she's in. Like Yeah, but I hear you. I mean, it's definitely not an easy thing to watch.
Yeah. So anyway, so the reason I said that is because I guess it's like the same creator, director.
Writer.
I had heard some like things about him being kind of problematic. And then there was like a ton of like gossip leading up to this whole idol. Yeah. And now like I haven't watched it, but now because I feel like every time I open anything, there's something about it. So I kind of feel like I might watch it, especially, I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of shows going on right now.
Right. So which is exactly kind of
a good time to watch a show that I don't know that if I want to watch it.
Yeah. So it's true. So all those things. So Sam Levinson, who wrote and directed Euphoria, him and The Weeknd wrote this together. And it's about a young pop star who got famous in LA, but is now, her mom died from cancer. And that's like one of the storylines. And her mom, and yeah, Sam Levinson has been known to be problematic. And the more you watch this, it's like, it's very, I don't know what the word is. There's a lot of sex scenes. They're graphic sex scenes. They're dark sex scenes. But it's very like menacing. It doesn't feel as,
I feel again, interested now.
Yeah. Like Euphoria, you can get on with the like high school sense of it and things like that. Trying to kind of like, relate to a pop star in LA who's being handled by all these people. I feel like that's what they're trying to go for, the vibe. It's shot in the same way as Euphoria is, but kind of like film noir. I can't tell if I like it or not. The one thing I will say is that The Weeknd, I just don't buy what he's like. I'm not buying his character or his acting abilities, to be honest.
I know sometimes it's a bit of a bummer when all these like really talented musical artists start acting.
Yeah.
Like, are you just doing it because you can do it? Like, as in like you have the connections and the money to do it, or because you're talented enough to do it?
Well, you know? So Lily Rose Depp is the major character in it, and she's really good. She's really good. Yeah. And it's hard because you're like, what is going on? It wasn't until this last episode. Again, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's just different. It's going to be different than anything you've ever seen. And it's definitely dark, but apparently like it might not be picked up for a second season. It's still kind of like all in the works, but I don't even know if I would recommend it, but give it a shot. If there's anything I would recommend would maybe to try Euphoria again, because that to me was, you know, top tier. Okay. Few other things I wanted. So one of the things is when I was going through our outline, I found this New York Times article about this chick who works on super yachts, and she posted on TikTok about her most insane request that she's ever gotten.
Okay.
And this is crazy. Just imagine this. Okay, so some of the things she's gotten asked were, on one occasion, a multimillionaire guest made a proposal that he would pay $10,000 to a crew member who defecated on top of a glass table while he laid under it.
What?
Can you imagine?
Oh my God. What? See, now I feel, again, feeling like the alien watching humans.
A different guest made the request that he wanted one of the hostess to watch him at all times while he ate dinner. Admitted that he actually, and then this person actually took part in that request and said like, okay.
For how much money?
No, it's just, that's it. They're on there. The defecating was $10,000. This one, they just wanted you to stare at them. And the chief stew had to do it. She said, you can't use the word no.
I know. I hear them talk about that. Like, they always mention that. I'm like, oh, that, I mean, yeah, that, like, when they, some, even the requests that we see on Below Deck, and like, none of them are crazy, crazy.
Right.
But just really always having to accommodate them.
That to me is totally different than, I remember last week we were saying like, oh my God, we should have done this, blah, blah, blah. But in real talk, like I said, we got our customers in, we got them out, and like that was it. That was it.
I think I could do it. I think I could probably still do it. But
Do what?
Just like that job, mostly because my job is just so service industry. But
you think you could shit on a table while someone else was underneath watching you? Oh, not that
part, but like the regular stuff, I guess I would be able to.
Okay, so with that, what's the craziest thing you've ever been asked or ever been said to you as in the service industry?
Oh, God.
There's so many.
I'm so lucky at where I'm currently at in both bars, just well, especially like my main one, because it's a lot of corporate events and it's a lot of first dates. So everyone's on like really good behavior.
Corporate people, though, can be so the second the boss leaves corporate people and then there's a tab open, they can be crazy.
They close out, the boss typically closes out the tab before they leave. I'm trying to think. I don't know if it was like, let me think about this because there has to be, I've been doing this for so long. There has to be something. I would bet that actually it would definitely come from down the shore.
Okay. So that's where mine came from, which was making me laugh that you said that.
Yeah. Working down the shore, especially like where I was at, it's like boats can tie up. So the entitlement is definitely oozing off the boat.
Yeah. I remember
happening up there.
Mine was down the shore in Wildwood before Wildwood became like nicer. And it was like one of those divey bars. And I was 19 years old. And the guy said to me, you know, you're really pretty. And if you lost 10 pounds, you'd be even prettier. And it was like some drunk idiot, you know, like in the bar. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. But yeah. And like, I would work bike weekend down there. I remember one time I had a tray of bottles and misstepped one little step and that entire tray of bottles just dumped over onto a biker. And he stood up and I was like, is he going to get me? Is he going to hit me? Like, what's going to happen? It's a little 19-year-old.
Biker weekend, I really liked working though because I felt like a lot of them are such softies and they tip really well.
Tipped so good. So good.
And cash. The whole thing was
always.
Back then it was always cash. Yeah, but true. I guess not like – this is like not in a like – sexually assaulting way, but I did have someone ask me, and speaking of like corporate, I was working out here, ask me, where I'm from came up, and then like the fact that I went to Temple came up, and he was like, wait, so you went to college? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, what are you doing this for? You can do better than this. And I was kind of just like, oh God, like that was like, as if that wasn't already like my existential crisis happening all the time. I did not need this man to like shove it in my face.
Out.
Yeah.
That was always the most insulting thing. People would say that often, like, oh, you're doing this, but you have a degree. And you're like, yeah, and I make more money than this. And I wouldn't with my college degree. So beat it.
And a lot of times it's like harder.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like
you're on your feet.
Like the sales job that I had, like, you could do that dead.
Like, dead. Literally dead. Well, you bring back if you think of anything else. I have some of this or that or would you rather.
Okay.
You have something? I can't tell.
Well, I was just going to – there was a few bullet points I missed that were Bravo related.
Did we? Whoops. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
They're quick and easy. They're just real fast. Touch on – I mean, we really don't even have to. I just want to like mention the Real Housewives of Miami. Looks like some drama's heating up down there. Larsa threw a drink at someone.
Yes, I can't wait for that. So I think we're definitely going to cover Real Housewives of Miami. My opinion, best housewives on TV right now. They're so good.
Who's your favorite Miami housewife?
Who do you think?
I have two guesses of who I think yours would be.
Okay, you say it.
I think Marisol and Alexia.
Of course. Literally.
I used to love Alexia, but she got a little problematic this past season.
She's so problematic, but that's why I love her. And it's like, do I love them or do I just like love them watching them on TV? Marisol, like I love Alexia. I love her style. I love how she shades people in Spanish on the side. And I love her and Marisol's like mean girl talking shit energy in Spanish. Like it cracks me up.
Yeah. I don't I do love Alexia. The thing I love about Miami in general, though, and Alexia has a lot to do with this, I feel like they don't even have space for petty drama because they have, like, big...
real problems.
Stuff going on. Yeah, and it's, like, yeah. The fact that they're, like, inviting us in to, like, be a part of it, I just feel so grateful.
Who's your favorite?
Nicole.
I literally said that in my head. I was like, she's going to say Nicole. I can't.
Why do you always say that?
Because you always like these level-headed people. It's like, you're no fun.
I'm a Libra.
Nicole? Nicole, the doctor? Cool. A loser. I should have just said Nicole. I knew you were going to say Nicole. I was like, she's definitely...
That I even like, I've thought about this before. I'm like, it's so weird that I even like Bravo because I'm definitely the person turning it off when it gets a little hectic. Like, I'm like
if you were in those, you're right. And then if you've been in those situations, you would be like, and like walk the other way. I did my test of like, what is it called? What attachment style do you have today? And it was very interesting. And yours, we should do that one time because yours is definitely avoidant. Yours is an avoidant attachment style. Like 100%. Mine was anxious. Shocker. Anxious. I think it was anxious preoccupied. It's really interesting. You should do it. We could do it on here.
Yeah, that'd be fun. They do that on Armchair Experts sometimes. Well, the like mention like tests that they do. Not often.
It's like what we used to do in Vogue.
In the last 7 years.
Can I do my is there more you want to talk about?
You know what? No, let's move on. It was literally just a brief comment about
go ahead.
Beverly Hills, but there's nothing they really even say. I just heard that Garcelle had made a comment saying that it's like there's like light drama. It's like fun this season. And I think for anyone who watched last season of Beverly Hills, that was a lot. I'm ready for like a chill. Let me just watch rich people do rich people things.
Can I guess your favorite Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to say Garcelle.
Yeah, she's like one of my favorite ever. Chopper. Bravo. Oh
my God. I don't disagree, but she's not my favorite. She's amazing, but like,
who's yours?
I'm a mix between.
Oh my God! If you said Lisa Rinna, I'm hanging up.
No. I love Kyle and I love Erica Jane.
I actually like Erica Jane more than I like Kyle.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's a plot twist.
So like at least when Erica does something, she'll like stick with it. I feel like Kyle like goes in, she stirs the pot and then she backs up.
Again, which is why she's great TV. Yeah. So it's why she's great TV though. Okay, so to finish us off with a game of Would You Rather, and if there's any people you want to add to this, let me know. Okay. Because I realized during this conversation, one of these you might not care about some of these as much, but anyway.
Let's do it. I love a game.
Actually, okay. Kim or Kylie?
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Kylie.
I knew it.
Did you know it?
Yeah. So that's what led me to my next one. Mine would be Kim.
Okay.
Kylie or Timothy Chalamet?
Timothy Chalamet.
Really? I didn't know you were I'm like so incredibly attached to him. I wasn't sure if you were.
I know you are. I don't like he just I guess I don't know. I he just seems cool. He's a New Yorker.
You would pick him over Kylie. I mean, this isn't to like be in a relationship with. It's like your stan. Like
to hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think I would rather have a beer at a dive bar, Timothy Chalamet over Kylie.
Okay. Timothy Chalamet or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Interesting. I wasn't sure about that one. I definitely thought you were going to say Kylie.
No.
Okay.
But I do like her. I'm liking her more, too.
Garcelle or Nicole from Real Housewives?
Oh. Nicole.
You loser.
I don't even know why. I just feel Nicole.
Okay. Well, that was boring. Nicole.
I know. I'm
sorry. Just kidding. Anywho, this has been great.
This has been great. I wonder what you're going to call this episode. just
oh yeah,
bonding over a hodgepodge of things. It was like no structure.
But that's okay. I feel like it was probably some of our best work. It definitely was us in our like most natural of habitat. I can definitely tell we were keeping like the least edited version of ourselves. So maybe people like that. Who knows? Anywho, this has been Bonded by Bravo. Thank you for listening to Jenna and I. Follow us on @ Bonded by Bravo Pod and join us next week where God knows what we're going to talk about. Have a good one. Bye.